Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The cooler fall air is definitely headed our way. It feels like it's finally turning fall, and with the calendar flipping over to actually be called autumn now, the list of things to accomplish in the garden between the end of the growing season and the first frost seems to get longer and longer. A few reminders and tips from the ISU Extension Garden Calendar towards the end of September. If you're thinking about bringing your houseplants indoors, make sure you check them for insects and other problems before you bring those indoors to the rest of your houseplants. You can also take geranium and coleus cuttings and root those indoors this time of year. If you are renovating your vegetable garden at the end of the growing season, a good reminder to send in a soil sample from your vegetable garden to see if there's any treatment or fertilization that you need to do before it gets too late in the fall. Also, as we get towards the end of September and into early October, is a good time to stop fertilizing those houseplants, as with the shorter day lengths, they will be growing less and go slightly dormant through the winter months. Also, if we get to the point where we've got some frost in the forecast, you can harvest your full-size tomatoes before that frost and ripen them indoors. If they are slightly green, they will still be perfectly good to eat after that first frost if they are stored and ripened inside. Something else that we start looking at harvesting and storing this time of year would be apples, whether those be picked from trees in our own backyard or local orchards or given to you by a friend. You want to make sure that you are harvesting and storing those properly to maximize the storage life. First thing to keep in mind is that the harvest period for apples will vary from one cultivar to another. Jonathan apples are normally harvested in mid-September, but Red Delicious apples normally begin harvest in late September. Of course, that varies from year to year due to weather conditions during the growing season, so make sure you base your harvest time on the maturity of the apples rather than the calendar date. Now, how do you know if your apples are mature? The best indication is if they are firm, crisp, juicy, well-colored, and have developed the characteristic flavor of the variety. So red color alone is not a great indicator of whether or not they are mature, especially Red Delicious apples, for example, turn red before the fruit are mature. And of course, we know fruit harvested too early would be a little sour, starchy, poorly flavored. And if we pick them too late, they are soft and mushy. So the best way to tell if your apples are ready to pick is to pick one and take a bite and see if it has gotten to that firm, crisp, and juicy phase yet. Make sure when you're harvesting you handle the fruit carefully to prevent unnecessary damage. Sort them as you harvest. Remove and set aside to promptly use any bruised or cut apples. Also remove any which exhibit insects or disease problems. You may also want to separate the apples by size, so you can use the largest apples first, as they don't store quite as well as the smaller fruit. Once harvested and sorted, you want to store those undamaged smaller apples that you're going to plan on storing the longest. Store those immediately. The temperature and relative humidity during storage are critical to maximize your storage life. You want to store them at a temperature very near 32 degrees with a relative humidity between 90 and 95%. If you have cultivars such as Red Delicious under these optimum conditions, you can store them for up to 3 to 5 months. Apples stored at a temperature of 50 degrees Fahrenheit will spoil 2 to 3 times faster than those stored near that 32 degrees Fahrenheit mark. Again, humidity is important. If the humidity during storage is low instead of being high around that 90 to 95% mark, those apples will dehydrate and shrivel, and we know once that happens, again, the eating of that apple is not nearly as enjoyable. If you want, you can place small quantities of apples in perforated plastic bags and store them in the refrigerator. These plastic bags will maintain a high relative humidity with the perforation, while they prevent the accumulation of excess moisture inside the bag. Large quantities of apples can be stored in a second refrigerator, cellar, unheated outbuilding, or garage. Place them in perforated plastic bags or plastic-lined boxes and crates. They should be moved from unheated buildings and garages prior to extremely cold weather, as those storage temperatures will drop well below freezing and damage the apples. Apples freeze anytime temperatures drop below 30 degrees Fahrenheit and deteriorate rapidly once thawed. If you have more apples than you can properly store and use within that 3 to 5 month time frame, we recommend that you dry, freeze, or can the excess. And a good reminder there, the ISU Extension and Outreach Office in Cass County and online has a wealth of resources for canning and preserving any garden produce you may be interested in preserving beyond this growing season, whether that be hot water bath canning, high-pressure canning, freezing, dehydrating, all of that information is available either by stopping in the office, giving us our call, or finding us online. So if you have questions as you head into this fall harvest and garden renovation period, feel free to give us a call, 243-1132. Stop by 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds, or find us anytime online. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.